Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
5:09 on this chilly Tuesday morning. Temps have really become the story. As we were telling you yesterday, we'd have the rain and that would bring the cold front in, which would bring our coldest air since mid-March. And we're feeling it this morning, even colder by this time tomorrow, where we could see a freeze early tomorrow, just ahead in your updated forecast, breaking late last evening, right around dinner time or just thereafter. And we sent you a breaking news alert in the WOKV app. Paul Manafort accused of lying to investigators even after agreeing to cooperate with the Russia investigation. On the story this morning, starting at 9, Brian Kilmeade. You hear him every weekday here on WOKV and every Tuesday morning on Jacksonville's Morning News. What's unclear, I think, right now, Brian, is whether Manafort may face additional charges or what exactly he's provided already to investigators.
And what he knows, I mean, for the most part, Manafort's been the guy who had the dicey Ukrainian connections with the regime that was deposed by the Ukrainian people. That was sympathetic to the Russian government. Manafort represented him. That guy got ousted. Manafort's out of luck. Ukraine's been in duress, but that is no longer a government in the Ukraine that's sympathetic to the Russian government. So, therefore, we're seeing continuing flare-ups between the two countries. So Manafort looks around and says, well, what do I do now? Maybe I should reestablish myself in America, and decides to work for the president for free. That worked out for a few months, and now he ends up in trouble basically over his connections to stuff he did prior to even doing anything except renting a room at Trump Tower. So Manafort's connection to what Trump knows or Assange, that's never been clear or proven. So if you decide to speak to Mueller, and we don't know what you're saying because Mueller's guys have been very, and women, have been very quiet about this whole thing, what are you saying? What do you know that is now inaccurate? And what is Manafort actually up to? I don't know if he has any connections to Mueller. I know that something about what Mueller found out that Manafort is saying that what he's saying is not true. Or could this be a public push to get Manafort nervous again? Right now, believe it or not, he's in solitary confinement. You know, you would think that would be over the most hardened criminal you could imagine. Instead, solitary confinement as he waits his sentencing after a plea deal, which is now falling apart.
Bubbling up through the day yesterday was the president saying he was irked by the decision of General Motors to close down auto production plants in Ohio and Michigan. And he really vented his frustration, he says, in a phone call with the CEO of GM. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, GM says we have to reconfigure. I mean, if you're going to reconfigure to self-driving cars as well as electric cars, don't you have to have people make them? So I'm just wondering if there might have been a more humane decision to, instead of saying we'll make a transition by cutting our workforce and reconfiguring, could you have reconfigured and repurposed your people? I think there could have been more of an effort there, although we know the stock market did like it. GM went up 5% for now. Trump's really ticked off, and he's right about this. It was the previous two administrations that bailed out the car manufacturers, and GM in particular. Remember, Chrysler was sold off to an Italian company. So GM was propped up. Can you show a little bit more loyalty to the American worker? But we'll see what happens if the president gets his way.
Brian Kilmeade on the story. 9 to 11 today on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.